Vibrate good energy into others' soul, making them never forget the beauty of yours. Richard Matthews.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Samantha Lee Wright. Today's episode, we're talking to best-selling author Stacy Hall, who is going to share with us her very personal journey of waking up one day and simply not having the energy to do it, not having the energy to push, hustle, having to stop and take care of herself. Through this experience, she has learned so many amazing tips and tricks for helping you stay energized, helping you check in with yourself every single day, and making sure that you are taking good care of yourself first and foremost. I think it's a topic that so many of us can benefit from, myself included. So I'm very excited for you to hear today's interview with Stacy Hall. Real quick, before we get to the show, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Lori Binzik from the Oily Sisterhood in Telford, Pennsylvania, and the recipe is for homemade soothing throat drops. Oh, it's the perfect time of year to have these babies on hand. So today's recipe is a little bit lengthy, but bear with me. I really wanted to share with you the homemade soothing throat drops from Lori Binzik. So to make these, you'll need a half a cup of coconut oil at room temperature, half a cup of raw honey, 1 teaspoon of organic cinnamon, which is optional, 12 drops of thieves essential oil, and 5 drops of lemon essential oil. To make, you'll need to scoop the coconut oil into a mixer bowl and beat with a hand mixer until whipped. Add the honey and the essential oils and continue to whip the mixture until the honey and oils are mixed. Add the cinnamon, pour mixture into small ice cube trays, and freeze the throat soothers until they are hard, about 20 minutes. Pop the throat soothers out of the ice cube trays and store in an airtight container in the refrigerator. Thanks so much for that recipe. And if you want to submit your own recipe to the dugout, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Welcome, everyone. Today I'm talking with Stacy Hall from chi2be.com. Stacy is America's foremost get energized coach. She's a speaker and a best-selling author. She designs strategic wellness solutions that help transform people from being searchlights into powerful lighthouses of success. Stacy says that she's had to change her own life in order to live and helps people do the same. So, Stacy, first, what do you mean by that?
It means that I actually had to learn how to change every aspect of my life because the way I was living it brought me to my knees in January of 2005. Throughout 2004, I had a series of personal emotional disappointments. And I also had a business that was blooming and blooming and blooming, you know, the epitome of what people think of as success, but that success was imploding on me. And because of 20 years prior to that, not getting my body either physically, emotionally, mentally ready to be able to handle that much coming at me, I couldn't do it. It was like a windstorm just knocked me down, laid me flat for 2 years and 3 months.
Wow. That must have been hard for you to kind of give up what was happening, or did that crash kind of wake you up and say, well, no, I didn't want that anyway?
No, I can't say that it was an immediate understanding that it was okay that was going on. Oh, no, 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 no. I used to give lip service that the universe would rush in to support me, and all I had to do was just go with the flow. And when I say it was lip service, that's all it was. I didn't know what that meant. Because when the universe wasn't going the way I wanted it to go, I just kept pushing. And I had many, many warnings. And my husband, God bless him, kept trying to tell me, Stacy, look at this. You're working too hard. It's not supposed to be this hard. You've had these emotional setbacks. You need to rest. And I had no reason. I want everybody to know, if I had been in survival mode financially, okay, then I had to keep going. But we weren't in that place at that time in our lives. It was just me being literally headstrong and feeling like through sheer determination, I could make things happen. And somebody once explained to me, because during that period of time that led up to it, I expressed that I felt like I was on a football field and everybody was trying to tackle me, and it was just making me stronger. Mm-hmm. And a friend said to me, Stacy, what if the people who are trying to tackle you are your friends and the people who love you, and they're trying to help you from going to the wrong team goal line? And even that, like at the moment, I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's deep. And I think it might have stopped me for a very short amount of time. And then I just went back to doing what I know to do, because it always seemed from the time I was young that people were telling me I couldn't do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I got a learning lesson.
Yeah.
And that learning lesson was extreme adrenal fatigue, to the point where I could not get out of bed for much longer than an hour a day. And those of you who can tell that I'm congested, I have some respiratory stuff going on, I do. I still, 10 years later, it took a toll on my respiratory system. And today in Las Vegas, we happen, of course, happens to be the windiest day. We're going to have force winds of about 50 miles per hour. So it's just turning all the dust and all the stuff in the air up. So I'm here to say, I could have said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go to bed and rest. But I took very good care of myself. I went to bed early. I took out all the allergies in my food for the last few hours. Last few days to get myself ready. And I did some self-care, and I'm sitting in my home. And now I know how to prepare my body. I took my nutrients, my supplements, and my oils. And my body is in a great place. It just will simply respond to the allergens in the air.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Everything I just told you about what I did to prepare for this call were things I didn't know my body needed in order to go through a normal day. Mm-hmm. And so there you go. I had to change my life, and it all started with the oils, because for 2 years and 3 months, I didn't know. I consulted medical doctors, I consulted chiropractors, I consulted energy healers, and they all had a great idea. But the truth that kept coming out through all of this is my body was supposed to know how to heal itself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, why doesn't it?
Right.
And that's where I started asking God, why does my body not know how to heal itself when other people do? And I didn't say it very nicely a few times. I was really angry about it.
Yeah.
And within a couple of days of my last big railing at God, a friend invited me to a class about the oils.
Yeah.
And I am just going to say, there is nothing you could ever give me that would make me part with my thieves oil. And I'm holding it in my hand right now, and I'm inhaling it. And it's thieves vitality. So I'm actually going to put a drop in my mouth.
Just straight on the tongue?
Straight on the tongue.
You are brave.
I've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Thieves and I are very, very good friends.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you that it cured me. It didn't. I still have issues, and all sorts of oils and nutritional supplements from Young Living keep me, my whole wellness boosted. But thieves spoke to me in a way that all the cells of my body opened up and said, feed me, feed me, feed me. And I actually felt more energized, which is the topic of this chat today. I felt more energized than I had felt in years just by inhaling thieves. And that's when I knew there had to be something to the oils, because nothing else had ever made me feel that way. And I know everybody listening to this who uses Young Living oils has had that experience with some oil or another. Mine just happens to be thieves.
Right. Now, I think most of our listeners that have been listening for a while probably already know what thieves oil is, but let's say that someone's listening for the first time. How would you explain to them the benefits of thieves and the different oils in it?
All right. Well, to start with, for those who aren't familiar with oils, if you can look into the chemistry of plant oils. So I want to say that before you ever get to what brand, know that the reason plant oils help our body is the reason why vegetables help our body, why fruits help our body, why the flowers, the aroma of flowers fills us with joy. The chemical components of the plant oils match what our body needs as part of our overall nutritional supplementation. And I'll leave it there because there's a lot of research out there and anybody can go take a look at that. What's important then is when you're choosing a brand of oils is to make sure that the plants were grown from non-genetically modified seed, were grown using organic farming practices, were distilled, the oils were distilled from the plant when the plant was at its fullness and distilled and extracted without the use of solvents, anything to change the molecular structure of those plant oils, and bottled without anything being added to it. Clove and cinnamon are two of the primary oils in this blend. Both are very energizing to the body. They provide a molecular structure that helps stimulate the nervous system, the cardiovascular system, in a way that makes them feel good. You know, there's only so much I can share to be compliant. And I'm going to say, do your research as to historically, why are clove and cinnamon used so much in the winter time? They make us feel warm. They make us feel comforted. They make us feel more powerful so that we can face the elements of the winter. And these oils are also very powerful in supporting the immune system. So that's why Thebes. And that's what my body needed. I was depleted emotionally and mentally, as well as physically. And those oils came to me and they said, Stacy, get up, get out there. You can do it. Go figure out what else you need for your body to get strong.
And what did that process look like as far as, you know, how did you know which oils to start with? Or did it just take experimentation and openness and research?
The answer to all of that is yes.
Yeah.
It was all of it. And I put it into practice. This is how I did it because I was in Las Vegas. This is 10 years ago. Now everybody and their brother thinks they know about essential oils here. But 10 years ago, if people were using oils, they were keeping it to themselves. I couldn't find anybody to learn from. And my upline sponsors were in California. And so it was up to me to buy the oils. And so I started with the Everyday Oils Kit that included a diffuser and 10 oils. And it came with a booklet. And it talked to me about how to use lavender and how to use peppermint and how to use lemon and how to use frankincense in each one of the oils and oil blends. And I decided rather than using them all at the same time, I would do one oil a day. And I would use it all day long in every way that the booklet said I could use it to see what my body responded to and in what way. And I really thought, and that's what I told my husband too, I said, oh, these oils are going to last me a year. I won't need anything else. It's an oil for every day. I love them all. And then I'm like, okay, I know what these do. Now I want to go play with some more. So then I started buying blends. Because I heard a recording from Gary Young say, if you're on a budget and you can't afford to buy all the single oils, get yourself some blends that contain the most of them because you can tap into the energy of each of the single oils and get their benefits. So you can appreciate it as a blend, but you can also, let's say you can't afford jasmine, find a blend that has jasmine in it and then just allow your body with a focused intent to pull the jasmine energy out of it and see what happens. So that's what I did. I started buying blends. And then I got to tell you, that was March of 2007, I started. By September of 2009, after attending two conventions, Young Loving conventions, I knew I had to learn more. And then I went for my certification as aromatherapy coach, the Natural Therapy Certification Board. And started learning and being educated about chemistry of the oils and how to blend oils myself. That said, although I know how to blend, I will still just go and buy Young Living's blends because I think Gary Young puts so much more in terms of love and just his desire to have the blend really fulfill its intention that I just get more out of buying the Young Living blends than I do even playing around with my own.
Yeah, there is something really magical about each blend that is created. And one piece of advice I like to share with people too is don't get super hung up on the name of your blend either. You know, like for example, you know, Stress Away or Peace and Calming. You know, those are great blends and it's pretty obvious from the name of them how you can use them, you know, help with stress, help with peace and calming. But it doesn't mean that that's the only way that those oils work for you, you know, like Peace and Calming. You can also put it, you know, on your face and it helps with skincare and so many things. And all, like you said, all of the different oils that are in those blends all have unique properties that are going to energize your body in a certain way or give something to your body in a certain way. And I'm kind of on there. I don't know if you agree, but I'm kind of on the camp side of, you know, oils can't really do much harm. So just put them on your body, get them into your system.
Oh, completely. And that's why it's so important that we know where our oils come from. If they're pure, it would be like, could you ever eat too many organic vegetables? Probably not. You'd get full, but it's that they're not toxic to the body.
Right.
So all you're going to wind up doing is if you overuse pure plant oils, your body will use what it needs and then it will eliminate the rest of it. And so I start slow so that I'm not wasting oil that my body doesn't need. But I use my own intuitive process or muscle testing. Do I need a one drop of this, two drops of this, five drops of this? And I do the same when I'm creating my diffuser blends, if I'm mixing oils into the diffuser.
Wow, all such great tips. So thank you for all of that. I want to ask you a little more about your energizing tips. So I know that you give a lot of free life energizing tips at your website, g2b.com. And when you say life energizing tips, is that what it sounds like? Just get, you know, having more energy, or does it kind of go beyond that?
Well, this is the way I look at it, is if I have mental and emotional stress, I'm slowed down. And I'm probably focused on whatever's causing me stress. So that's exactly what happened to me. So part of the process that I believe that God shared with me when I was asking, how do I help my body heal itself? Then what I also got was awareness of where I had given my power away to other people. And that left nothing for me. So I started receiving inspirations, and that's what came through prayer. I just want everybody to know I only pray to God. And when I get inspiration that I know didn't come from me, I give it up to God, give God all the credit. So there were 11 lessons that I received on how to stop giving my power away so I have my energy for me to use and to be able to help others. So one of those is being able to choose what I want to count on myself for. I used to be number one people pleaser. And there are still elements of that within me. In other words, I still enjoy helping others live the best life they can, but not at my own expense. Because for me, it's actually the most selfless act I can do is to give my best to other people. And I can't do that if I'm not taking care of myself. So I count on myself first. Is that making sense?
Of course. I mean, it's like the oxygen mask on the airplane, right? You got to take care of yourself or you're not going to be able to help anyone else. And as a leader, I think so much of what we do as wellness advocates is we inspire people by showing them what a well lifestyle looks like. You know, we have to walk the walk. We can't just go around exhausting ourselves, telling everyone how to be healthy if we're not healthy ourselves. All right, we are back with Stacy Hall from chi2be.com. And Stacy, before the break, we talked a little bit about some of your energizing tips that you have and that you share with people. What are some of your favorite, like, quick energizing tips to give to people?
Well, the first is to wake up in the morning and check in with your four bodies. And I actually did a free video on this at the website, which I know you'll share with people later. Most people don't know how to harmonize their bodies together. And by the way, Young Living has a fabulous oil blend called Harmony, but you can use Stress Away, you can use Peace and Calming, you can use Lavender, You can use peppermint, any oil, lemon that you resonate with. I would encourage you to put it on your tailbone, over your pelvis, over your navel, over your heart, over your throat, over your third eye or the space between your eyebrows and on the crown of your head when you wake up in the morning. That helps awaken the body at its energy centers. And then ask your physical body, the body of bones and muscles and ligaments, skin and hair, the nails, ask that body on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, I feel ready to tackle the day, and 1 is, can't I go back to sleep, please? What score it gives to itself. Listen, it'll tell you right away. Ask your physical body what it needs for you to provide to it so it can come up to a 10, and then decide if you're going to do it or not. Then you move on to your emotional body and you do the same thing. On a scale of 1 to 10, emotional body, body of feelings, with 10 being, I feel centered and happy and comforted and satisfied, and 1 is, I feel like nothing's going right in the world and I don't know what to do about it. Ask your emotional body on that scale of 1 to 10, what score does it give to itself? Get the score. Ask your emotional body what it wants you to do for it so it can come up to a 10. And then decide if you're going to do it. Thank your emotional body. Go on to your mental body. Do the same thing, 1 to 10. 10 is, my mind is focused and clear. 1 is, my mind is confused and chaotic. Get your score. Ask your emotional or your mental body what it wants you to do for it. Decide if you're going to do it or not. Thank your mental body, and then go to your spirit body, your body that's connected to God, and ask your spirit body on a scale of 1 to 10. Right now, am I a 10, feeling deeply connected to divine source, or 1, I feel very far away? Get your score. Ask your spirit body what it needs you to provide to it so it can come to a 10. Decide if you're going to do it or not. Thank your spirit body. Now you know what you're dealing with within yourself. Before you engage with anyone else, your spouse, your friends, your children, your pets, it takes about a minute as soon as you wake up. So you know what you're dealing with and how your day goes. And that was how I knew on Tuesday, by doing that. Okay, I knew what my body needed. It needed me to stay home, rest, take care of itself, not engage in helping someone else release their stuff. Today I woke up, it's like, Alan, I've got the respiratory stuff, get out the oils, get out the diffusers. I did some extra nutritional supplementation. I checked in and I did a process of, do I cancel? Do I stay with this recording today? Answer came up, stay with it. And I'm here and I'm powerful. And I trust that you guys are feeling my energy and my enthusiasm coming through. So that's one very quick process I do every day. And before I offer any others, let me stop and see if you have any questions for me about it.
We love it. We feel your energy, and I'm glad you pushed through and are here with us today, because you are just giving so much amazing advice. But one thing that I can already hear in the brains of my listeners right now is, oh, that sounds like it would just take forever. And, you know, I've got kids, I've got a job to get to, I've got dishes, I've got to make breakfast, I got to take care of all these other people. I'm not worth it. That's what I hear my listeners saying. And something I'm always trying to remind them is that you are worth it. You are worth taking this time out of your day to ask yourself these questions and to tap into yourself. Because if you don't, you know, do something like this and really treat yourself as if you are worth it, then you're going to be walking around your day, your entire life, not fulfilling your greatest potential, right?
I have like 4 things just came flooding into my spirit to share with you. Okay, first, heard the best line ever the other day. If you don't believe you're worth it, you'll keep discounting yourself to other people.
Ooh,
so stop giving
it.
Discounts. Is that a fabulous
That's
line?
Fabulous, yeah.
Yes, like stop offering bargains to other people when it comes to you. That's the first. Now, I know that feelings of self-worth or a lack of are developed over a long period of time, and they begin when we're children. There is a beautiful, beautiful book that I use for myself written by Carolyn L. Mein, M-E-I-N. Her book is called Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. And in that book, she talks about how to start releasing the feelings of a lack of self-worth using the oils and an emotional release process. And I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I've been using it for myself for years. But that said, so that's one thing. Stop giving bargains to people where you're concerned. Release that sense of a lack of self-worth little by little. More importantly, here's what I already know about people who don't believe they're worthy. When you're waking up, because this was me, when I woke up, I would let people know I was awake. My eyes would still be closed, but the very first thoughts that enter my head were all those things that you just said. Everything I have to be responsible for is what used to flood in. I trained myself to not let those in until I took 1 minute to go, good morning, physical body. How you doing today? What's your score? What do you need me to give you? Hey, emotional body, what's your score? What do you need from me today so you can feel energized? Hey, mental body, how you doing? What's the score? What do you need me to do for you? Hey, spirit body, hi, God, here I am. What do you need me to do? And then I could let those thoughts in and go, okay, now that I'm feeling I'm here, how am I going to take care of the kids? How am I going to take care of the dogs? As you know, right before our call today, my computer decided to just shut down. Couldn't get it. I mean, for no good reason. It had plenty of charge. It does this every once in a while. I have no idea the rhyme or reason. If I had not had my four bodies aligned and done my own nutritional supplementation, I can tell you my emotional body would have gone and my mental body would have gone. I think my hubby was here. That helped because it was like, okay, maybe you have the magic touch. But it's just like, I'm going to, when you say push through, I used to push. Now I just get intentional. Yeah. I root myself. I ground myself. And then I say, okay, God, need your help. God says, ask Bill, honey, could you see if you could do something with this? I'm going to communicate via the phone to let her know what's going on. And then it all comes together because my emotional body and my mental body are focused along with my spirit body and my physical body. I hope that everybody understood that's how fast you can do it. Physical body, what you need? Emotional body, what do you need? Mental body, what do you need? Spirit body, what do you need? Okay, let's go. Got it. I'll take care of that. And I will take care of what else I said I would take care of. Or I will be honest with people. And here's the fourth and last answer to what you just said about self-worthiness. If you can't feel worthy for you, then you probably put other people first. And okay, if you're still at that place where you're putting other people first, then think about this. Do you want other people to get the worst of you? If not, then take care of yourself in order to take care of them. So moms, dads, you feel like the kids have to come first? Beautiful. I always say kids come first. And if that's the case, then be the best mom and be the best dad you can for them. Take care of yourself so you're modeling for them what it looks like for them to take care of themselves. Cannot tell them to do one thing if you're not doing it yourself.
You know, you really aren't giving other people your best self when you're physically drained. You know, your adrenals are fatigued or you're eating junk food and not feeling energized and well in order to go throughout life giving people your best self. So I love that so much. You know, if you aren't quite at the point where you can mentally put yourself first. Well, okay. Put other people first by putting yourself first. So,
and it doesn't have to take a lot of time. And I'm just going to say, I can hear the energy of people going, well, that's great. You work for yourself. I've got a job. All right. You've got a job and you've got kids perhaps, or other responsibilities. You still are having thoughts. You got to brush your teeth, hopefully. While you're brushing your teeth, look in the mirror, ask your bodies what they're doing. While you're pouring juice or getting that cup of coffee, ask your bodies. It doesn't have to be done separate. If it can be done first, beautiful. If in the training period, You're not going to do it perfectly. Just do it at some point during the day.
Mm. Yeah. If you drive your kids to school in the morning, write a note on your steering wheel that says, you know, physical body, ? Mental body, ? Something like that. And do it while you're driving. Or maybe it's dangerous.
I love that. And you know, kids make things fun. With my clients, I will also suggest, and with my team members, write them out, like you said, on a sticky note, but do it 50 times. You know, take a pad, write it 50 times, or have the kids help you write it if they're old enough, and have them hide the sticky notes around the house.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, give it to them as a game. That way you don't know where they are, but you open up the cupboard, there's a reminder. You open up the fridge, there's a reminder. You lift the toilet seat up, there's a reminder.
That would be a great game to play with kids. My kids would love that. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, awesome, Stacy. You have just given so much value to everyone here listening. We're running short on time, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you two questions that we ask to all of our guests on the show. The first one you've already touched on a bit, so we won't have to take long, but I always ask people to kind of paint a very brief picture of what your daily health habits look like for people.
Okay, so I do actually wake up doing the four bodies exercise. I get up. I kiss my husband. I say hello to my two pups, standard poodles. And this is part of my wellness practice. And then I take vitamin C, and that's the first thing I do. And then I take Young Living Alkaline. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It is an alkalizer for the digestive tract. Then I will either do medical Qigong, or I'll go for a walk with my hubby. And I surround myself only with positive people. That's another thing. I choose who I get to hang out with.
Great. Last question, Stacy. What's one thing that everyone should ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Stop shooting on yourself. I have a whole TEDx talk on it. Stop shooting on yourself. There are no shoulds in this world. You either want to do it or you feel it's important to do it. Use those words instead. Choose to do something instead of putting the weight of shoulding on. And there's a lot of others that I'm going to say that's first and foremost. Step into choosing what you will do instead of doing it like an obligation that needs to be resented.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. What's the best way for people to learn more about you, your work? Please share your website, any books, the best way for people to get in touch with you.
All right. Well, the first and freest way, it could be the website, but I'm going to say most people are on Facebook, so let's make life easy. I am Stacy Hall 1, Stacey, got to remember the EY, Hall, H-A-L-L, the number 1, because there's lots of Stacy Halls out there, so I just claimed the one for me. Stacy
nice.
Hall 1 is my profile page. You can follow me there. All my posts are public. And then from there, you can be directed to various groups. My website, where you can learn about my free tips, that four bodies exercise, and my book, is chi-to-ve.com. She means energy. I just chose it because I thought it was cute. chi-to-be.com. But it just means energy to be successful, to be happy, to be a great parent. And in that book, I give you 11 ways to live a very simplified, happier, and energized life, doing what you're already doing, just doing it at a higher vibration.
That's Stacy Hall from chi-to-be.com. You can find her website in the show notes.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie.
You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.